If you want respect, you gotta earn it. Damn right.
Once again, it's on back here to do it, get to it, hard to earn. What up, my brother? You know what I mean? I trust you. I dap you.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody else?
Donkey Kong Pox is amongst us.
Everybody else is very nervous.
I know, bro.
Very nervous for the rest of y'all human beings.
Man, happy to be here, though, man.
Yeah, happy to be here.
We got a special one.
Yo, listen.
We got the God today.
Listen.
Godfather.
Listen.
Today.
I am so glad that we decided to do this album.
Yes.
Because
yep.
Of through no fault of anyone else's, I have not listened to The Fix in a really long time. When this album dropped, I still have it on CD. When this album dropped, I listened to it.
Too.
Yeah. Remember they was doing that? Remember Def Jam was doing that. Those were nice. I listened to this album repeatedly when it dropped. 100%. And for some reason, you know, because a lot of the albums that I listened to from that era and before, I still listen to. You know, I still listen to Nas catalog. I still listen to early Jay. But for some reason, The Fix kind of fell through the cracks.
Mm-hmm. Over the years, 100%.
And when I listened to it over these last, oh my goodness.
He's special.
Oh, my Brad Jordan?
He's special.
Oh my goodness.
Perfect last name.
Yo, right. I'm not mad at Brad either.
Brad Jordan is a cool last name.
I would buy the Brad Jordan album.
I still buy The Fix.
So 20 years of The Fix, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into this incredible body of work from the great Scarface, right. Mr. Scarface.
This was a good time, too, because this is when he had the presidency at
Def Jam South.
Def South, right?
Yes. He signed Ludacris. I think we might have spoke about that.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
On a prior episode. Yeah,
so he So he was exec Scarface.
But.
So we were wondering if he still got it.
Don't ever get it confused.
Man, listen.
Don't you ever fix your lips.
Boy. See what you did there? Boy.
Oh, man. This album, sonically,
mm-hmm.
although I was always a Scarface fan, mm-hmm. this album sonically spoke to me a lot more because of the production choices that he had. You got Knots on it. You got Ye on it. He produced on it. You got the Neptunes on it.
Yeah.
So, like, audio-wise, it sound a lot like the stuff I was listening to, because even though I listened to stuff from the West and listened to stuff from the South, I didn't always love the production choices.
Right,
you know, they were more homegrown sounds, but this mm-hmm. seemed like it was a little broader without Face losing any of Facism.
I think because Face is so nasty lyrically, and he's like was one of the top Southern lyricists, you know, early on. You know, I think folks forget, like, he has a real ear, and he is also a producer.
He's so musical.
Yeah, like, he executive produces his solo projects, and, like, he's tough, man. You know what? So, something I always remembered. So, you know how people love the Overnight Celebrity beat,
mm-hmm.
and how Ye chopped up it was Lenny Williams, right?
Mm-hmm. Girl, you know
But did you ever hear how Face chopped that up?
Yes, I did. That's... He got it bouncing. He got it jumping.
Man!
He had it jumping.
The way Face chopped up that record.
Face is
different, man.
You know what? Let me ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Face in your ranking?
Ooh.
Yeah. Is it hard to earn?
Is it hard to earn?
You know what I mean?
The rankings. I don't know. Where is Face in my ranking? Face is top 20.
Top 20?
He's top 20. He's not top 10. He's top 20.
He's probably in my top 15.
And that's only because I'm a Northern New York guy.
For sure.
Right? Because I'm so it's going to be lyricist first.
But Face blends so well. He gives you all his Southern house battalion. He gives you all that H-Town shit. But he don't take bars off.
He doesn't take bars off. The only reason he's not a top 10 for me is because his style is almost like Preacher style. Like, we'll get to it, right? He can do the bounce shit when he wants to. Mm-hmm. I mean, you heard him on, like, you know, Down With Us with Bun B and all of that. Mm-hmm. Like, he gets it in. But then when he gets laid back, when he puts his feet up, people can't do that. When he does Smile with Tupac, people can't do that.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? When he gets in that preacher mode, it's not so much about pockets.
Never seen a man die? Cry till I seen a man die? Yo, come on, bro.
Oh!
That's gospel rap.
That's gospel rap.
That's gospel.
He's one of our preachers, man.
For sure.
It's like he sacrifices the stylistic lyricism mm-hmm. for just for that content.
He's very much straightforward. Absolutely. He doesn't give it to you layered, pause.
But he can, though. That's my point. Of course. He can. He just doesn't always.
But yeah, he's just very much straightforward. Yeah. I think that's his sweet spot, but he does it so well. He does it so well. So let's get into the album, man. The Fix. Years ago. Oh, yeah, were you excited for this album?
I was. Yeah. Actually, you know, I actually did the Scarface cover story for XXL when this album came out.
Stun on us.
It was
Stun on us.
Think about it. You know, this is what I
love. Mere mortals.
This is what I love about my career, my history, man. Like, I got to meet one of my favorite MCs.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? In 2002, I'm a buck. And I got to kick it with Scarface in Houston.
Crazy.
Oh, excuse me, it was Atlanta. Atlanta.
Yeah, he was in the A.
In Atlanta, and just like vibe with this dude in the studio and like ask one of my lyrical idols like everything I wanted, man.
Incredible. You know what else? Because we going 20 years back, I've learned so much in this last 20 years, I'm able to appreciate this album in a whole different way. And that's one of the dope things about Hard to Earn, right? Because we talk about the way the albums made us feel when they dropped, right. But also 10, 15, 20 years.
How did they resonate with us today?
Right. How do they resonate? Still. And
still.
So
I actually appreciate The Fix more today than I did. And so the funny thing is, you talk about falling through the cracks. I know why I fell through the cracks.
Why?
Because.
Tell me.
Because the album starts off so fucking hard, right? And we'll get to these songs, right? Okay. But then it gets really mature.
And that's what happened.
And it gets spiritual, and it gets really mature.
And that wasn't.
And I'm like,
I'm outside.
I can smell it when the plastic rips. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm on that kind of time.
We're on that kind of time.
Right, for sure. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense. Yeah. And I guess that's again why, as a grown ass man,
right.
I can appreciate it different now because it penetrates a different part of my being now.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So the hard shit is still a hard shit. I still love that. But now I hear songs like Heaven, you know what I'm saying? Like when you get to the Kelly Prices and the Faith Evans joints, these records ring off so crazy. So let's start with The Fix.
I mean, can you set your album off any harder, man? I mean, he came out the gate.
Out the gate.
And I mean, we were talking about this, right? Real spit? Mm-hmm. Yo, The Gems, I have loved this song from the very first time I've heard it. And it never ages because, like, it's life wisdom.
It's life lessons.
He's giving you such street shit, right? But and that's what you know about the streets, right? Like, real street lessons can be carried over.
Oh,
10 Crack Commandments, Biggie, right?
Oh, for sure.
Can be carried over into, like, Fortune 500 companies. Same thing with Face.
These guys are sidewalk executives.
Bruh. There you
grow
go.
Up in a different environment.
There you go.
Have a different daddy.
There you go.
Have a different pigment.
There you go.
You know what I mean? And you run J.P. Morgan.
I mean, from saving, right? I mean, I've always held on to that, right? Like, you make $12, you save fucking five.
You make 12, put away seven.
Put away seven.
And live off of five.
There we go, right?
And never fuck with your safe.
Never fuck with your safe.
Come on, man.
And I mean, these lessons like not letting people know where your money's at.
And where you live.
Don't shit where you fucking sleep.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean? Like, don't tell people, like... Don't write any names down.
Right.
Live off of memory.
Keep it all in memory.
So many gems, man.
Absolutely.
On a street level that can be carried over to life. I love this song, man. It's so fucking hard. And again, Ignorant Face, I love.
Right.
I love.
Right.
Like, he's always been. He always gives you the wisdom.
Right.
But I love Ignorant
Right.
Face.
Right.
I love that shit, man.
He does it so well.
Yeah.
He does it so well, man.
It's because authentic.
Right. Precisely.
He's never trying.
Precisely. I mean, he even says that on the album. We'll get into that later
you know,
on.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, like a lot of guys my age around that time, hip hop was teaching me the lessons, like real life lessons, I wasn't getting from my dad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wasn't getting from the people that was around me.
Right.
It was that I learned it from a lot of my favorite artists. I learned a lot of how to be and who to be.
I learned a lot of shit just outside, like older dudes who were doing
my
wrong
OGs
shit.
and gave me a lot of music.
I mean, a lot of like just really like life lessons and shit. Like, you know, you learn from dudes who are looked at as like, you know, menaces to society. You know, but I mean, even the song Safe, right? It's a double entendre.
Mm-hmm.
It's, of course, he's talking about money in your safe, but he's also giving you gems to stay
safe
out here.
Yeah, you know.
Like,
this is the brilliance of Scarface,
man.
And this is the shit. Like I said, like I had to age 20 years with this album to fully understand and appreciate all that he was given. You know what I mean?
Right.
All that he was given and 3-verse rap. 20 years ago, we was getting 3-verse rap.
You got a lot of 3 verses.
Verse 3 on Safe is all game. What? It's all game.
What?
It's all. It's a tutorial on how to live your fucking best life.
He even breaks the beat down so you can hear him a little clear.
I want you to not miss any of this. Yeah, no, it's beautiful.
And he ends it off with real motherfucking game, man.
Right.
You know I'm letting you know.
Just in case you wasn't knowing.
I'm letting you know, man.
He gave it up.
Oh, man.
He gave it up.
Big
face. What did you give it? Shout out to China Black Production. Gave it a 9?
9.
Gave it an 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah, great joint. Great way to set the album off. As we proceed in Cold Blood,
oof.
Kanye West.
Ignorant face.
Yeah, yeah. And Ignorant Ye. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of stupid.
This is blaxploitation music.
Ooh,
that's
like
what
that.
It is.
I like that.
This is black. This is the score to the walk on Harlem with the fur. You know what I mean? This is what that's
like
giving
that.
Me. That's what that's giving me. And it's really detailing hustling pitfalls.
Yeah, he gives you again. He could just give you rhymes, right? But he's giving you the light story.
Mm-hmm.
He tells you the beginning from the corner boy, how he started out.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes from corner boy to evolution of hustling. Now he's like, he knows the game so well. He's being foul about it. But he takes you from corner boy, you know, from novice corner boy, getting his fucking weight up to he knows the game so well. He's a cutthroat now.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like dudes coming to him like, yo, right. I got this brick. I don't know how to whip it up. You may know how to, but yeah, but I'm also going to take you, but I'm also going strong on you for your
but
shit.
I'm going to tax you. Another 8.5
sustenance.
For me.
Sustenance. 8.5.
Yeah, yeah. Real, real, really dope joint.
Yeah.
Man. B.O.E.
Jesus Christ.
And Latter-day Saints.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Are we going into the Scarface Museum right now?
Oh, that's tough.
This is why we ask the tough questions around here.
That is tough. I'm not sure.
Does this record resonate with everybody like it does with us here on the East Coast? Because Face got an incredible catalog.
Such
but if
a
you
crazy.
Ask people in Houston, they might give you 30 songs before they get to Guess Who's Back.
That's crazy.
If you ask up top, Guess Who's Back is going to be earlier in that conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
100%. You know what I'm saying?
100%. I don't know, man, because this sounds like the latter.
Talk to me, man.
This sounds like another chapter of Face. And I think the chapters where people fell in love with Face was, you know, never seen a man cry till you seen a man die.
Mm-hmm.
Smile, Tupac.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The whole Ghetto Boys catalog.
Mr. Scarface. Yeah. I mean, when he's talking that dope shit. I mean, that's just
Mr. Scarface is back.
Yo, he was talking that King shit. He was talking that street shit. This is why every time I would talk to like rappers who were, you know, were looked at as like the realest, right? Not lyrical dudes, but artists who made their name in the streets first before they got into the game. Everybody says Scarface. Jeezy. Yo, Siegel worships Scarface.
About to say Beans, like
Beans worships Scarface.
Nas. You know
worship.
I mean?
And it's not because he was doing like lyrical acrobatics. It's like every bar was something real. Imagery was still there. It
for
was
lack
like,
of a better term, it penetrates.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
For sure. Like,
yeah, like you
it's a reflection of what
shit.
You already knew
yeah.
or saw or what
yeah.
you know, or
you
was attracted to.
You can't fake it. Shit.
Like, there's nobody more authentic than Scarface, man.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
And he got the nerve to know how to rap.
And the audacity. So we on track 4. Guess Who's Back? Again, another Kanye West production featuring Hov and Beans.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so if you can't tell me if this is museum worthy,
I don't know.
Who got the best verse?
I was trying. I'm mad at you because I was going to hit you with that shit.
I won.
Yeah, you won. Face is my favorite verse.
Face got your favorite verse.
Yeah, B. From the womb to the tomb, a he hot just, pot, a jar, and a spoon.
And a spoon.
I'm just trying to get me $40,000 and move. Remember, you could move with $40,000. Remember that?
No, yeah. I know. I've always lived in New York.
He's in Texas. He's in Texas.
Right. I've always lived in New York. Yeah. Just even that thought process, right? Of how many guys we know. I'm just trying to get 100 bands and
that's
get
all,
out of
that's
this
all
shit.
He's talking about.
That's always the game, though. But you never get to there. You never reach that goal.
Fuck you think I slang for? To go against
to
the grain?
Go against the grain? No.
That's not just doing this just to do it.
But Beans with the football comparison and
that. Bruh, that fuck.
I mean.
The blitz line?
Beans came with that football, the parallels, you know what I'm saying?
Like, play corners like a safety?
Mm-hmm.
Watch when the traffic switch?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Watch when the traffic switch?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you never pump fake, you could get past the blitz. Mm-hmm. They don't know what we're talking
this
about.
This is what I'm saying.
They don't know what we're talking about.
Who got the best
verse? They don't know what we're talking about. y'all don't know what he just said. That is not a sports reference.
That, but it On the surface, though.
On the surface, it is, yes.
I mean, this is peak Beanie Mac, too.
Yes, oh, absolutely. 100%.
This is peak Beanie Mac. 2002
was absolutely peak Beanie Mac.
God. Absolutely. I mean, you really getting the three of them in they fucking bag.
In they bag.
Because.
In they bag.
Although, you say, I might say Beans, you may say Face. It ain't like Hope.
Is Beans your favorite?
I love Beans' approach.
I love everybody's approach.
I love how Beans, you know, he gave you symbolism. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's another thing in the game is that the coded language. You know what I'm saying? Like, Beans was giving you real street talk, but it was coded language. So let's be extreme. If you're on the phone and the wires is tapped, non-pertinent. They talking
1-800 Hustler.
They talking football, non-pertinent. He just gave you all the game.
Right.
So just on some street shit, I really respected how he put that in rap. It was almost too much. It was almost too much. Like, oh my God, you giving them the cheat code.
If you never pump fake, you can get past the blitz.
Come on,
y'all don't understand.
Don't pump none of the, don't pump no fake.
Don't fake on with the pump.
Yeah, don't pump no fake.
Don't fake with the pump.
Yeah, so I did love that. But my point was, it ain't like Hov didn't go crazy.
Are you kidding me?
You know what I'm saying?
Are you
like,
kidding me?
Everybody went crazy on it. Kanye shows up. The beat is immaculate.
Like I'm 8 feet tall.
Face it, y'all.
Come on,
that nigga's playing basic ball.
In the drop with the AC on?
I'm on the block like I'm eight feet tall. You know what, Sean Corey Carter?
Come on, bro.
Yo,
that's
what is wrong with you?
And he's a basketball fan.
What is wrong with you? And he happened to be tall as fuck.
He happened to be tall as shit.
Yeah, nah, he's wild. Y'all don't get it.
Come on, man.
This is why we here. This is why we birthed this thing.
Yeah, man.
Called Hard to Earn. What does it land for you, B?
I don't see how you don't give this a 10.
Oh, okay. I know what I gave it. I was trying to see how you didn't give it a 10.
No, I went back and forth. It's 9.5, 10. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this song?
I did too.
You know why? But I'm gonna tell you why. Because those perfect face songs, right? This is a black album. Time, Jay-Z. Mm. This is when he's S. Dot Carter. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He's in his super background, a Hovey baby shit. Mm. So I'm like, okay, like, love this verse. Does it compare to that? Love Face. Does it compare to that? Love Beans, right? Fucking, Get Down, Beanie Siegel. Like, that's one of my favorite Beanie songs of all time. Like, Bag.
Right.
So I'm like,
oh. So you comparing. How does this match up?
All next these, to these they're other, tens, right? So that's why I went back and forth to. But I was like, you know what? I got to get rid of all of that. Get rid of the curve and just look at what I got right here. And like, that beat is perfect.
Beat is incredible.
Beat is fucking amazing.
Beat is incredible.
So I mean, Beans verse, no bars off. This one, Scarface gives us one of the best verses on the entire album.
Oh my God, he goes crazy.
Hov goes stupid, sets the tone crazy. Like, I mean, it's a perfect song, top to bottom, man.
Yeah,
it's what it is. I don't got to talk too much.
It's a great record. Gave it a dime. On My Block, is this in the Scarface Museum?
No, not for me.
No?
And
this
you know
is one of Face's most popular, noted songs.
Right. Right. And maybe
it's been sampled a lot. It's been synced a lot. Right. I mean, it was a TV show, right? The MTV did a whole series on it.
Shout out to Tuma.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Shout out to Tuma.
But you know why I couldn't appreciate this song at first, though, right?
Why?
This is an MOP song.
Mm. Same beat.
Yeah. So it was hard for me to really embrace this shit. Like, I mean, MOP's song is way harder than this.
Yeah, it's a whole different
thing. So it's like, from Jump, I really couldn't. I'd never loved this song.
Interesting.
I appreciate it.
Interesting.
Even today, as you know, 20 years later, I appreciate it. Still don't love it because it's when I hear doom doom, I hear Dan's, man.
I feel you.
You know,
and we know
the world's
and
famous.
It's been noted how much you love the Mash Out Posse.
Man, listen.
As do I.
Man, listen.
Nasheed Merrick and Lee Stone on production of this one. Nash from that Hitman. You know, Lee Stone the Beast as well. This is like a reminiscing type of joint. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like talking community shit. Giving you nostalgia, giving you things that even if you're not from where he's from, it resonates with you because we all got a block.
Absolutely,
you know, and we all can.
It sounds like every block in the black community.
We all can relate.
Sounds like Detroit, Compton.
We all live the same life.
Absolutely,
the internet has shown me that we all live the same life. East Coast, West Coast, worldwide.
Right.
We all did the same black shit.
It's all black life.
We all did the same black shit. And the record, like I said, this was one of the bigger records from this joint. It's one of the most recognizable Scarface records for like a casual fan.
Really?
Yeah, for a casual fan.
I guess for casual
fan. Yeah, they know it. Again, because it's been placed so much.
I'll put Smile in. I'll put Smile there as one of his.
For the casual fan?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
They know him from the, you know.
All your casuals. Let us know. And no casuals watching
Smile
this.
Dropped after Pac got killed. After, like, yeah. That shit was,
with the video? With the fake Pac in the video.
With the fake Pac in the video, which was eerily, that was a wild ass fucking, whoever that was.
That wasn't Demetrius Shipp Jr.
That wasn't.
He also talks about how people never get out and see the world, right? Sometimes people don't ever get out and see the world.
They stuck on their block. Yeah, all they know is liquor store, Chinese restaurant. They don't see anything.
Right,
absolutely.
Right. I gave it a 9.
Give it a 9.
Yeah.
Give it an 8.
Give it an 8?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You really love MLP.
Because in the beat, it's just the same loop. Like, it doesn't really, the beat does nothing.
It doesn't, but it doesn't need to. Because.
I feel like I think it would have been a little better. I think he's actually, because his lyrics actually would have been appreciated more if they had a better home, like if they were crafted better. I think if he had something, they produced the song a little more, I think the lyrics would have been appreciated a little more. Because he's saying great stuff. It's just like the beat just keeps doing the same.
Yeah, I think the beat is breathing room. It's breathing room for Scarface to tell his tale and do his thing. And it doesn't need to, you know what I mean? It didn't need to be more than what it was. But I gave it a 9. Cool, yeah. Keep Me Down. Produced by Notch Raw.
Notch is crazy.
Shout out to VA.
Yeah, I mean, I like the beat chop too. The chop is cool. I don't think it's one of my favorite joints on the album. Mm-hmm. I think, but you know, it's again giving us. You're always going to get bars with Face. Like he doesn't really like. There's not going to be like a mail it in verse. Like you're still going to get it.
Right.
It's not a crazy joint. But he's giving you the justification for why, you know, dudes hustle. Mm-hmm. You know, he blames a lot of the stuff on the government. You know what I'm saying? Like he's telling the haters in the hood want to take him
blames
down.
Blames a lot of stuff on the government, or tells what's really going
Excuse
on.
Excuse me. All right, blames exactly. Gives. Accredits a lot of the bullshit to the government. And, you know, in the hood, the government's reach is snitches, right? They use snitches in the hood to get dudes jammed up. And the reason why they're in there in this position is because of the ghetto. I mean, excuse me, because of the government.
Right.
You know, so, you know, again, paints that picture well. I didn't think the beat was exceptional. Solid beat, but he's giving real game, you know?
I put great storyteller. Yeah, he talks about, you know, how your street people... will give you up. The government will jam you up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of that. So, I gave it an 8.5.
Cool. I gave it an 8.
Okay. Word up. Whew. What Can I Do?
Oh, man.
Featuring Kelly Price.
Oh, this is special.
So.
Special.
I mean, Kelly Price, vocally, is one of the best to do it.
Absolutely.
Hands down, one of the best to do it. And... her and Scarface make so much sense on paper because he's soul music.
Funny thing is, I didn't think it worked on paper. At first, I didn't get it. And then I saw it and I was like, oh, yeah. Then you was like, oh, you know what she does.
He's soul music.
He's so soulful.
She's soul music.
Right. Yeah.
So it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm glad that it landed the way it landed. She's actually on the album twice.
Twice, yeah.
But yeah, man, I love when Face raps in this register.
This is my voice. This is my favorite Scarface voice.
But we talk about his knowledge of music and his musicality.
Yeah, yeah.
He understands how to use his instrument, right?
Absolutely.
If you go back to Safe,
yeah, right.
He's up here,
different voice. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's a whole different tone. Yep. It's a whole different register. But this,
he getting at you on that. But this one, he's laid back. He's aggressive with Safe, right? He's in your face.
Right.
This one, he's laid back.
And I don't know if he like
he does that.
I don't know what he drink. If he's a lozenge. I don't know if it's lean,
bro.
Whatever it is to get that particular tone, he be using that. He be doing it. It ain't no auto tune.
I don't know what he does, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, how do you do that?
Yeah, man.
Wasn't in town.
This is that Never Seen a Man Die.
This is my favorite Scarface tone, man.
The second verse on this record, the juxtaposition of the childbirth and the mother taking the life of her kids.
Oh, it's the third verse for me.
Third verse is crazy. But the second verse.
Yes. The way he painted it?
Is just.
Bruh.
You know, because
and
Face.
Then tapped into the childhood and being a parent.
Face is one
verse.
Of those guys
That's
that.
Crazy.
This can't be life, right? He talked about on This Can't Be Life how he got the news of his man's kid dying as he was walking in the studio. Right. and change his whole verse. That wasn't even what he was going to rap on that song. FaZe is one of those people, he'll take what's happening in the world or his life, his friend's life, or in the news headlines and give it to you in a verse. And he did this on that, and that second verse is so crazy. But yes, the third verse.
Well, he paints that as a child being born.
Yo. But imagine the pain of a mother.
The child doesn't know whether to cry.
A mother having to kill her children.
Yeah, bro. I know.
Yo.
The way he paints that, man.
Yeah, nah.
That's just one verse.
You feel that shit,
you got three verses.
You feel it. Three verse rap.
Three verses of this, man.
And then, like you said, the third verse, he just, like, his...
Yeah, we got to go to his third verse, man.
His pocket is so crazy. The way he set that third verse.
This is why, this is what I was saying. He can do it.
Right.
When he wants to do it, it's like he could get lyrical whenever he wants to. It's just
it's always lyrical. It's more style.
Excuse me. Right,
yeah,
right. Stylistically,
it's more style,
yes.
Right. Let's play some music. You know what I mean? Let's get into this joint. You know how we do. Bringing you them vibes you love. Shout out to Scarface, The Fix, 20
Brad, Sir Jordan. I like T.D. Jake Scarface, man.
Yo, he's a pastor, son. Yo.
Yo, he's a pastor. He's holding the fucking Ten Commandments, man.
The scrolls?
The scroll, the stone scrolls,
yeah,
man.
Nah, he's really like church, bro.
Seriously. No,
like it's church.
You said it's gospel.
This,
you said
obviously,
it.
His has a relationship with God, his higher power.
Absolutely.
But also, when you allow the Lord to use you, you know what I'm saying?
As a vessel.
That's a very, very, very special tool to tap into. And listen, there's some pastors running around here, Gucci top to bottom, drop tops.
Getting stuck up.
Or not. You know what I mean? And then you got some people that really allow the Lord to use them.
Yeah.
All right, but back to your TD Jake.
No, I was saying, you know, I was always skeptical when it comes to religion and pastors, reverends, et cetera, right? It's definitely a hustle. But they are, again, like you said, people who allow themselves to be used as a vessel through the higher power. I had a conversation with T.D. Jakes one time, and, you know, of course, I'm like, let me see what this man going to spit. And I'm like, I get it. Nah, he's
stunt on us.
I get it, man. Nah.
If today was stunt day, you should have told me.
Because I'm listening like, holy shit, like, I'm listening for the bullshit. I'm sitting with this dude. He's dropping all his like life shit. And I'm like, nah, everything he's saying is applicable to higher power, to better living, to evolution, right? Mm-hmm. To elevation. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I mean, whether his business is used as a hustle and he's using motivation as a way to get money, that's here or there. But the shit he's saying is true motherfucking spit.
Let's talk about what can I do? Shout to T-Mix on production. Mm-hmm. T-Mix is a classic producer from the South. I think it's got to start with 8-Ball and MJG. Mm-hmm. Produced for Cash Money. Mm-hmm. Produced for Suave House. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think a Memphis native.
Yeah, Southern legend.
Yeah, for sure. So I like that too, right? Because we talked about the production. We talk about the yay. We talk about, you know, Mike Dean is on it.
Absolutely.
We talk about the tunes and all of that. But there's still...
He covers all the
regions
very well.
Yeah, but there's still a need... to have that homegrown, hometown, real Southern shit, that cook up. You know what I mean? And Scarface didn't he didn't neglect that on this album. You know, this big album, Def Jam.
The album still sounds rooted in the South.
Yeah, for sure.
Know, especially with Mike.
Will you get a song?
9.5.
9.5?
Yep.
Gotta be a 9.5.
Yeah.
Why not a 10? Why didn't we give it a 10?
Because Face has done this before a little bit.
It doesn't live up to the other 10. That's the only reason. If those other records didn't exist, this is a 10.
That's it.
Okay, we're on the same page. Like a lot of synergy today.
Yeah, man.
I like this. Like where we at with this. As we proceed, in between
us. Hot outside, cool inside.
Speaking of, she's so cool. Speaking of Nas, speaking of Esco.
Oh, man.
In Between Us, produced by Scarface and Mike Dean, featuring Nas. Mm-hmm. Yo, like Nas is a really unfair human being. Why does he sound so good
on everything?
On most of these records, I've said that too many times in an episode. You know what I mean? Like in this show, he just sounds golden on this shit.
Golden?
His tone,
I don't love it that much.
You don't like his tone?
It's a good verse. I don't love the delivery. I love his tone on it. I don't
really.
Love
the
yeah, I, don't
I think
delivery.
He sounds great
he's
on it,
and he's saying some shit too.
Yeah,
I love what you know. Painting the story in the beginning.
He sounds great on that beat.
I don't love the beat either.
Okay, Go ahead, talk your shit then, because you got some things to say. You got some shit to get off your chest.
We gave Guess Who's Back a 10. Mm-hmm. Okay, this motherfucker Scarface has got Beanie Siegel, mm-hmm. Jay, Kanye on his album, production-wise, right? Mm-hmm. A Scarface Nas album, Nas song is supposed to sound like Kool G Rap and Nas Fast Life.
Supposed to be a movie. It's
supposed to be a whole movie.
Motion picture.
And this is not. This is straight to DVD.
Tubi? Not a Tubi, Joey. Not a Tubi original.
This is straight to DVD, bro.
BET
Plus. On paper, this is supposed to be crazy. And my thing is, the first thing I asked myself, I was like, why does Face give this beat to Nas?
I can agree with that.
All his bops on his album, he gave this beat to Nas. It's one of the weaker beats on the album. And the song only survives because both men are fucking brilliant writers.
They both rap their ass off. I think Nas sounds great. I do agree with a lot of that, what you said. But I think he just sounds good. Like, my ears perk up when I hear Nas. You know what I'm saying? Like, he sounds good. You know, he's recalling his first fight at 13, living and learning from it. Yep. You only get two lives if you beat a life bid. You know what I'm saying? Like, that. Right. That's we talk about these life lessons in these bars, right? That's super
a
bar.
That's a gem.
It's not always your enemy, you know what I'm saying, who gets you would be your own people. And I think Face is surgical on it as well. But to your point, I don't love
surgical
the production. Yeah, nah, Face is surgical. Really in his bag.
Okay.
Yeah, nah, he's going crazy. He's really in his bag. He produced the beat, so I guess he might have felt it a different way.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You always love your kids more than other people do.
This guy has no kids.
That's how I know you motherfuckers.
That's how I know you're wrong.
Your kid is not that cute. Like, your kid's not
my
that
kids
cute.
Are beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Fucking wrong.
We had dinner with your daughter the other day.
What did you give Between Us then?
I gave it an 7.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I gave it an 8.5.
Okay.
Gave it an 8.5.
Yeah, it's probably an 8. I would say an 8. But
gave it 8. Gave it an 8.5. As we proceed, Someday.
The Thug's Prayer.
Featuring the lovely Faith Evans.
So.
Produced by the amazing Pharrell Williams and Chad Hugo.
You can hear it, boy.
The Neptune. I mean,
you can hear it, right?
That was Neptune's.
That was their shit.
That was their whole bop.
And it's not even a Neptune song.
Nah.
Like, they don't make these kind of songs to Neptune's beats, and you still.
This is
the brilliance in it.
Like, you hear that beat, it's a Neptune's beat. Yeah, but it's not a big radio smash.
It ain't shake your ass.
Yeah, it's not Shake Your Ass, precisely.
Yeah,
but it's still very much Neptune's, very much Face. It works.
It works.
And they don't, neither one of them lose what they are great at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or Faith Evans, for that matter.
No, Faith sounds amazing on this song, man.
Don't she, though?
The hook is fire. She sounds
Faith
amazing.
Faith don't get a lot enough credit, in my humble opinion, for her pen. Faith's pen is crazy.
And what I learned recently, right? You know why? She doesn't write either.
A word?
No.
She's just going to booth for freestyle? I can see that.
She be putting them shits together.
I can see that.
Building them blocks in her
head. Yeah, I can see that. All right, talk to me about Someday. This is like a prayer.
Yes, okay.
This is like a prayer. Again, right? Face is playing with his tone and delivery. All album, he's been doing that. He gives us a different register with his tone on this one. I was singing this morning and got touched by the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote it down for the homies to hear it. Yo, like, when you have those moments, when you that in tune, when you that in alignment, you know what I'm saying?
That's journaling for a songwriter.
Yeah, he just... That's crazy.
This is the part of the album where we were saying earlier that it starts getting mature, right?
This is where it
like gets. He's looking at the pearly gates. He's starting to think, again, you reference Menace, right? You did all this dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, am I still on his list? You know, man, am I going to see the pearly gates? So I make it to heaven in spite of what I've done. You know, even though it wasn't all my fault and put in those situations, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a reflection of it all.
The
reflection of it all. You know what I'm saying? Where he stands spiritually. Sure. It's beautiful. And Faith just sounds amazing.
We needed more from them. I need another Neptune, Scarface, Faith joint.
Oh, yes. That's a great
This record is too strong to only be a one-off. You know what I mean?
100%.
What'd you give it?
A 9.
I gave it up.
You gave it up?
I gave it up.
Ooh. Ooh.
I went back and forth. I went back and forth, and I ended up, I gave it up.
Damn.
Crazy, right?
I don't, you know what it is? I don't love Someday more than What Can I Do.
Okay.
You know, What Can I Do just does so much, gives so much.
So does this.
No, yes, absolutely.
This shit is like, this is like a lore almost, right? I can compare the two. And Faith is just like, I mean, it's beautiful art. What this has over a lore is Faith Evans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. she sounds amazing. She writes amazing.
You're
like
Faith sings. Yeah, has a better voice than Pharrell.
Just slightly.
Slightly.
Okay. Just slightly a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Just slightly a lot.
Slightly.
Just by a wide margin. Yeah, nothing crazy. Love that joint. All right, let's get to Sell Out, man. Another T Mix joint.
Woo. Man, he has a strong distaste for artists who don't keep it real.
So
them in the dirt.
Much like Ice Cube's True to the Game,
yeah.
EPMD's Crossover,
yeah, right,
Eric
right.
Sermon's Stay Real,
right, right.
Jamal's Keep It Real.
Oh yeah, talk.
This
to,
is a very talk,
this man. This man has studied.
This is a very.
This man's been around.
I just fucking listen. I just listen to rap and talk about it.
A fan who studies it, boy. I love it, man.
Yo, but that was such. That was such a prominent topic of conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah, the sellout.
Because had people sell,
all
you know,
day.
Until you other sell out
all
to your
day.
FU too. You know what I mean? Rest in peace to the Great Fife. You know what I mean? All like, day. There was.
Hammer caught it bad.
The crazy shit is, Hammer's such a street guy.
That's the funny part, right?
That's the funny
part.
But
you would never know it by those dungarees
right.
and boots.
Yes, he has a disdain for a sellout.
Oh, yeah. So much so that he wants to put them in under the earth, man.
Or you could just not play their music.
Right. Wait, just, what's the gift? I was like, damn, man.
Just not
support. Just ignore them. Buy somebody fresh. He wants to do Bali harm to them, put them under the earth. It's crazy, man. But I love it. You know, he's, again, talking that shit, man.
Yeah. And how, you know, he even spoke to like, yo, I got the power behind me. But I'm never going to sell out. No. And this is his Def Jam album, Def Jam debut.
Right.
Hove on it, Nas on it.
Right. He's talking to some of that Def Jam roster.
I got all of this shit, but look what I did with it. Look what I'm going to do with it. I'm never going to deviate from who I am because I got to still be me. Look at face in the face.
If the hood niggas rep it, the squares, if the hood niggas respect it, the square's going to rep it.
There you go, man. I said all of that. I love the sentiment of the record. Yep. I don't really love the record.
No.
Yeah,
it's my least favorite record on the album. It's one of my least favorite records, but it's still a hard-ass record.
It's a hard-ass record.
It's face. So face is never going to give you some whack shit. So
it's more so I don't really love this beat.
And I also don't love the beat.
Yeah, you know, that second verse too was personal.
It's catering to the West Coast as well. You know what I'm saying?
But who did he have a problem with on verse 2?
Because he's going, yo, B.
You want to
fabricate your bumps and bruises.
Like the smoke.
How you going to fabricate your bumps and bruises, man?
Like, monkeypox all over again.
Early.
What'd you give sellout?
8.
Gave it 8? I gave it an 8 as well.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Now.
B's going to get mad at I don't know if B's going to get mad
why
at
Why you like, bro, don't play yourself, man.
No, I'm not going to play myself.
Oh, okay.
I want to play myself
don't play
the
yourself,
other way.
Don't play yourself.
Either way, don't play yourself or don't play yourself.
This also isn't better than fucking What They Do, man. I mean, not What They Do. What Can I Do?
Talk your shit, man.
Oh, man.
This record is incredible.
This record isn't fucking incredible. Again, what I was saying before, I didn't know if he has a daughter named Heaven because it sounded like he found Heaven before he actually perished.
Right. But I think he's talking about his lady.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if it was a daughter, his woman. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Beautifully put. Again, it starts off like is this almost like a suicide note, right? Like he's painting a picture of all the wrong in his life, all the fucked up shit. He has every reason to give up, and yet there was a savior.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now that you could look at this again as the person in his life, whether that's a daughter, whether that's his woman, or if it's
religion,
or if it's just his maker,
right?
His creator,
right? For sure. There's mistrust, homies robbed them,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like all types of shit, all the things that will make you want to give up or say fuck it or throw your hands up.
Right.
and still you persevere on, but because you found.
But what I love about Face Tour is that, again, you see he was talking, he's popping all
talk
that shit.
Talk to me, man.
Right. He was popping all of that shit in the beginning. He was robbing niggas for their shit, their hoes. You know what I'm saying? He was fucking a bad hoe and Candy Payton is 88 and guess who's Bazak? They stunting. And now it's
full
like.
Circle.
Now, full circle. I've been robbed by my man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Mistrust. Niggas lied. Niggas went to jail. Niggas I thought that was
niggas
people.
Telling.
I got to stop saying the N-word. People that I thought was my people.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? All of that. All of the things that could go wrong. It all went wrong.
Right.
All of that. Right. This is the repercussion of that life that you live in.
And all you got is yourself in the mirror and whoever got your back.
And who really got your back.
And your faith. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. This is grown man shit right here.
Yeah, nah, this is dope rap.
This is a grown man shit
Dope rap songs.
Wee!
And the beat flip. At the second half of the song.
Oh, unnecessarily.
America the beautiful, don't be so.
Oh, and he kills it.
Yeah, now he goes crazy.
Then he talks to, again, same thing he was doing before, right? Talking to the government. You put me in a situation.
Right.
You got the nerve to send snitches at me and you want to use us against each other, but you put me here.
But this is the grand design of it all.
Yeah.
And it takes some life living and some realization to get to that point, but. It's all about, none of it is by happenstance. It's all by design.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? You change the drug laws. You put the drugs in the community. You take the fathers out the home. You implement the programs. You set up this house. All of this shit. You pull the schools. You redline. None of this shit just so happened, sir. None of it just happened. It's not a coinky dink, bro.
I know we said we didn't, you know, we don't love, well, I said I didn't love In Between Us. But there was a bar on In Between Us that actually resonates with this song when he was like, you're only as good as what you come up against, right?
Mm.
Right? It's like...
Life lessons.
Exactly.
Like, life lessons all throughout the albums, ladies
like
and gentlemen.
You can't win an NBA championship without being battle tested. Mm-hmm. It's impossible, right? Giving us the trajectory of this is what Face does better than anybody else, man. And just giving us that those layers, those levels, man, where he's at in life, where he's at. As, you know, a man who's been in the game, in the rap game for 10 years at that point.
I said that in my notes.
10 years. He's 10 years in.
He's right. He's a veteran.
No, a little more than that. Maybe 11, 12.
Faith came in late 80s.
I thought it was 90. Okay.
Yeah, Faith was in late 80s.
Okay.
DJ Action was in, and then Ghetto Boys, and then Faith Solo. Faith has been in the game.
Oh, you mean like active in the game. Okay.
No, for real. Like, no, but so, even.
His
yeah,
first album. Was,
I don't remember.
Ghetto Boys' first album was like 90.
But yeah, but he was already.
He's on independent shit.
Yeah, he was already out before that, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a
Face's mixtape era. Okay.
He's a veteran. They do it to me. Nah, Face is a veteran at this point.
Yeah.
He's lived a lot of life. He's made a lot of music, and that's what I was talking about with this particular album. He knows how to make an album.
Oh, yeah.
He know how to make a complete cohesive
shit.
Body of
he Quincy
work.
Quincy Jones his album.
Yeah,
man.
And I think this is like. So beautifully done, and this really highlights how good of an executive he is. He really knows how to make an album, and is very evident in this album.
Yeah,
from the subject matter to how it starts to how it ends,
everything is by design.
To the peaks and valleys, to the booking of the fix to fixed, all of it is fucking brilliant.
Yep.
It's really brilliant. I said like at the top of the conversation, it plays like a movie. The album art plays like a movie. It was a perfect way to end the album, in my opinion. I think it's amazing. And yes, I gave it
up. And
we're
not done. And we're not done.
Now we done.
We're not done.
What else is there? We done.
We're not done.
What else is there?
I ain't the one.
Oh. I ain't the one. I ain't.
Wait, what? You don't count that?
I didn't get it. It's not on my.
What?
I ain't the one. What version is that on?
I ain't the one. You got?
I don't know.
Great. That would have been a great way to end the album, but.
Oh, yes, it is. I ain't the one with WC.
The NWA classic?
I was not listening to this version. I wasn't listening to this version
of the album. What version? Is it? There's two versions of this?
I had a different. I mean, what I have in my. I just looked on iTunes.
That's
what I have on my phone doesn't have I Ain't the One. That changes everything, because that's really a great way to close the album out. We don't need WC.
Don't need WC.
Yeah, go talk your shit, though.
Yo. So I ain't the one. So did you love I Ain't the One, the original? N.W.A.?
I don't even remember. Oh, the N.W.A. Ice Cube. Record. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So like, so Face redoes, you know, the classic N.W.A. track that I love Ice Cube on, mm-hmm. right? And I love it because, right, this is 88, 89 N.W.A., and it was a, you know how Easy and them gave it up. They were not kind to the hoes.
Very, very.
But this was a cautionary tale. So as a super young shorty like myself, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't even have I couldn't even buy my own candy, so I wasn't even near tricking. But like, right. It gives you a cautionary tale, like, yo, be careful,
right?
Because he references the girls on my block always had this fly spandex on,
right?
So I'm like, oh, okay, I got to be careful of these pretty girls, blah blah. You hear them scheming on them, you know what I mean? They act like they're gonna give it up. They just want your money. But Face says, forget all of that. He just goes on to some super hard rap shit with WC on it, you know, to give it up for the West Coast. And it's just, again, but it's, again, the way he chops it up, it's such a bug. We should probably listen to this shit.
So. Yeah, for sure. Torreta A&R, though, says that the album should have ended with Heaven. That would have been the perfect way to close Bonsu, out the album.
Your A&R assistant, also says, I agree. It absolutely should have.
But what do you have to say about I Ain't The One?
I mean, I love that Face did it over. I mean, I used to love this song as a kid. You know what I mean? I was a super shorty with no money, so I wasn't even thinking about tricking on any women. But
there was no opportunity to be a trick.
Not at all. Not at all. I couldn't even trick on myself. You know? But
that's crazy.
Just throw money. But it was a cautionary tale, right? Like, you know, the painting the picture of the pretty girls in the hood. Mm-hmm. They always had the spandex on, right? The bad girls always had the spandex on.
And biker shorts.
Right, biker shorts. And then they would always, you know, you would always be careful of, like, you know, them trying to, like, tempt you and get you out of your money, whatever. So I appreciated that because N.W.A. was so hardcore on hoes and so hard on hoes or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, but for Face
very,
to do
very, very hard on the, yeah, on
but,
the women.
But Face does this, right? Like, he did, you know, even Down With Us, right? He does those old school classic beats over and pays homage and kind of, like, reheats them. Mm-hmm. You know, and he did the same thing with this one. But he doesn't stick with the theme. This song is not about women at all. It's just about he ain't the one.
He not the one.
At all. And like, and he,
which one you might and, might you ask? And, none of them.
None of them.
He's none of the ones.
And but and then the chops it up. It's a whole bop. You know, I could always do without WC.
Connect gang.
But Murgatroyd. But, you know.
He did say that,
he
right?
He did say that. He did say that. But,
sir, what?
But Face looks like he's just having fun on this, man.
Definitely having
like
fun.
It's not a deep record, it's a cover, right?
Yeah.
So deep cover.
Have fun on it. Still, you know, I call it a bonus or whatever. I would have loved for it to end that way.
Yeah.
With Heaven and all of that. I'm gonna pull out my CD too. I'm gonna pull out my actual CD.
I'll do that when I get on
and see exactly how it ends on that, man. But great album.
Great album.
Took me back 20 years ago, man. Yeah, this is going to having a reemergence.
Oh yeah, I'll be playing this for a few weeks now, man.
In the rotation,
be a lot of Faith and Kelly Price going on, man.
Yeah, nah, it's again like, just as an adult, just as someone who's had life experience now,
right.
I can appreciate these records that I always liked. I can appreciate them
even more
in a whole other way. You know what I'm saying?
But it's funny because that you, I mean, I'm glad you said that in the beginning. You're right. It fell through the cracks, and it's because it starts off so hard and so boyish and it's so like D-boy hard shit.
Like,
and
you
then,
hear Guess Who's Back out a little bit. Yeah. You might hear My Block a little bit.
Yeah,
but I forgot about how potent that middle album.
The
end of the album, like, it changes,
that mature
but it doesn't trail off.
Nah.
You know, it doesn't fall off.
Not at all.
It gets introspective,
not at all.
But it doesn't lose you.
Not at
you know
all.
What I'm saying? Yeah, like, it's dope. I'm going to see Scarface this weekend. He's performing at Rock the Bells.
Nice.
On Saturday,
nice.
Which is the actual anniversary date.
That's crazy.
Of the Fix. And he's going to be performing.
I love it.
The Fix.
I love it.
This Saturday. So
You'll
get this episode the following week.
Absolutely.
But it's all good, though.
Absolutely.
You
welcome early. My man.
If you want respect, you got to earn it. Damn right.